This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. I wanted to share a poem with you that I just stumbled across. It's by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I didn't even know he wrote about Christmas. This is The Three Kings by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Three kings came riding from far away, Melchior and Gaspar and Balthazar. Three wise men out of the east were they, and they traveled by night and they slept by day, for their guide was a beautiful, wonderful star. The star was so beautiful, large and clear, that all the other stars of the sky became a white mist in the atmosphere. And by this they knew that the coming was near of the prince foretold in the prophecy. Three caskets they bore on their saddle bows, three caskets of gold with golden keys. Their robes were of crimson silk with rows of bells and pomegranates and furbelows, their turbans like blossoming almond trees. And so the three kings rode into the west, through the dusk of the night over hill and dell, and sometimes they nodded with beard on breast, and sometimes they talked as they paused to rest with the people they met at some wayside well. "Of the child that is born," said Balthazar, "good people, I pray you, tell us the news. For we in the east have seen his star and have ridden fast and have ridden far to find and worship the King of the Jews." And the people answered, "You ask in vain. We know of no king but Herod the Great." They thought the wise men were men insane as they spurred their horses across the plain like riders in haste who cannot wait. And when they came to Jerusalem, Herod the Great, who had heard this thing, sent for the wise men and questioned them, and said, "Go down unto Bethlehem and bring me tidings of this new king." So they rode away, and the star stood still, the only one in the gray of morn. Yes, it stopped. It stood of its own free will, right over Bethlehem on the hill, the city of David, where Christ was born. And the three kings rode through the gate and the guard, through the silent street, till their horses turned and neighed as they entered the great inn yard. But the windows were closed, and the doors were barred, and only a light in the stable burned. And cradled there in the scented hay, and the air made sweet by the breath of kine, the little child in the manger lay, the child that would be king one day, of a kingdom not human, but divine. His mother, Mary of Nazareth, sat watching beside his place of rest, watching the even flow of his breath, for the joy of life and the terror of death were mingled together in her breast. They laid their offerings at his feet. The gold was their tribute to a king. The frankincense, with its odor sweet, was for the priest, the paraclete. The myrrh for the body's burying. And the mother wondered and bowed her head, and sat as still as a statue of stone. Her heart was troubled yet comforted, remembering what the angel had said of an endless reign and of David's throne. Then the kings rode out of the city gate with a clatter of hooves and proud array, but they went not back to Herod the Great, for they knew his malice and feared his hate, and returned to their homes by another way.
Oh, come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come. Our spirits by thine advent here, disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come. and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Richard Jensen in a nice rendition of O Come Emmanuel in the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Well, this is it. This is the final episode for 2012 of The Christmas Stocking. John from Massachusetts was very upset on Facebook. He wrote, only one more episode? No! There's too much ground to cover, many topics to discuss, and music to play. May I suggest continuing through New Year's with some New Year insights? Merry Christmas to one and all. Merry Christmas to you, John, but not this year. I'm sorry. I've actually put out more episodes than I ever have in a year, and I'm not sure I can handle it again. I probably put out, I don't know, maybe three more episodes than I have in a year before. That's a lot in the Christmas season. And I'm paying for it right now by cleaning the house and doing last-minute shopping online while I talk to you. The good news is this is episode 82, and I have done episodes on Boxing Day and the Rose Parade in Pasadena and Good King Wenceslas. And Three Kings Day, appropriately enough for this episode. And you can find them all at mychristmasstocking.net. Just go up to the Episodes tab, click it, do a search for any topic that you want, and there's plenty of other stuff, too. Lots of music, lots of topics. But I appreciate the sentiment, John. Really, seriously, I do. Want to say hello to a few other folks on facebook.com/christmasstocking. Hello, Bill, Marianne, Mark, Barbara. Thanks for being part of the family. I really appreciate you coming by. And I'm around there all year long. If you need to get in touch with me, that's one good way. Another good way is on Twitter, at XmasStocking. Thanks to The Christmas Tree and Kevin Smythe for the retweets, and everybody who's read the tweets and retweeted, especially about the episodes that help spread the word like crazy. And I will continue tweeting all year, too. Although I'll be cutting back a little bit between New Year's and maybe the summer. Oh, and hello, Mike, Curtis, and Melissa on Google Plus. Remember when I said I might do a hangout? I might do a hangout after the new year. I'm sure I will eventually. Plus.google.com, search for The Christmas Stocking Podcast. I think you'll find it. I think. MyChristmasStocking.net is your connection to everything, though. You can get to all of the social media and email, and you can call me, too. Call me with whatever you'd like to say. Merry Christmas or whatever you'd like to say. All year long, it's going to be available to you. And thank you to everyone who's given to The Christmas Stocking. It's going to be put to good use, and I really, really do appreciate it. If you haven't done it and you're thinking about doing it, it's always available to you at mychristmasstocking.net. Go to the top, click Contribute. Well, I need to put the lights on the tree. We have literally decorated the tree the day of Christmas Eve in the past. And it's not out of some kind of sense of tradition. It's all my fault. If I don't get a chance to talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And remember, you can always find me. I'm around. I'm Lee Cameron. Merry Christmas from The Christmas Stocking.